Last week, Duke University refused to sign a cooperative agreement on a light rail plan. School officials said they were concerned the project could disrupt sensitive medical equipment along the planned route near Duke Hospital. Elizabeth Friend looks at the validity of those concerns.
In a letter to Go Triangle, Duke officials specifically cited vibration and electromagnetic interference. The proposed rail line would come close to sensitive medical and research equipment at facilities along Irwin Road. James Tidwell is director of operations at Field Management Services, an engineering firm that's worked to mitigate electromagnetic interference, or EMI, on light rail projects across the world. He says some sensitive instruments, such as electron microscopes, need very stable environments to function.
So when you have things like a light rail or large vehicular traffic, trucks, buses, things like that, and even in some facilities, the elevator, for that matter, it has the potential to create a condition that could adversely affect the operation of that microscope.
Tidwell says there are multiple options to protect sensitive equipment, including rerouting the rail line, moving the instruments, on-site mitigation, and measures to reduce emissions along the track.
All of these solutions or mitigation strategies have been deployed on several projects around the U.S. and in Canada, and being done in Australia as well.
Still, Duke spokesperson Michael Schoenfeld says,
you've seen one hospital and one research university. You've seen one hospital and one research university.
Schoenfeld says the layout of facilities in the Irwin Road corridor presents a unique set of challenges.
There are, we understand, a number of light rail lines in front of research institutions. However, the configuration of Duke Hospital, the eye clinic, and other clinical and patient care activities and services on Irwin Road make it particularly susceptible to interference.
Go Triangle has pledged to work with Duke to mitigate any EMI along the route and has said they would pay for changes that need to be made. But time is running out to get Duke back to the negotiating table. The Transit Authority has asked Duke to participate in mediation ahead of an April deadline to stay eligible for federal funding. Duke has not yet responded to that request. Elizabeth Friend, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.